Welcome to Glimmers of the Veil, manifesting a spiritual playground of laughter, love, and light. I'm your host, Kathleen Faflick, inviting you to take a pocket-sized moment to connect with your highest spirit, to manifest magnificent encounters, and to really recognize the presence of God and the spirit realm woven into everyday life through our choices, our thoughts, and our words. Today's episode is called Believe and Surrender. Sometimes the most extraordinary things happen in our lives. Things so wild and so unexpected that we choose not to believe them. When that happens, pause and just ask yourself, is this a high spirit level encounter? Is it beneficial? Is it pleasant? Encouraging? If so, draw it in. Open your heart and believe in its message. The more you welcome miracles, truly receive them, the more they'll appear and the more they'll bless your life. I want to share a couple of my stories from my book, My Spirit, She Lifts From Me, that beautifully demonstrate this truth. First, from the chapter set in the 1980s. I used to drive about 30,000 miles a year for work. One morning, I was driving down the interstate. It was winter and it had snowed the night before. The sky was clear and the sun shone bright on the snow. It was probably in the mid-30s because the snow was slushy on the highway. There was a minimum of 4 inches of slush being manipulated by the cars as they passed through it. The driving conditions, needless to say, were not good. I was heading west, passing a semi-truck on a horrible road, and somehow, someway, I dozed off. I hit the median on my left and woke up to see a bridge directly in front of my car. Knowing full well that the semi was on my right, I knew I didn't have a choice and I had to try to get back on the highway. I cranked the wheel to the right and my left bumper just missed the iron rail of the Sauk River Bridge. I hit the slick pavement and my wheels did not hold strong. My small little blue Mazda 626 was facing north, sliding west with a semi-snowy silver grill inches away from my passenger door. I actually looked to see if I could see the semi-driver's face, but I was too close. I'm sure the driver was looking straight down onto the roof of my car as I slid in front of him. I said out loud, "God, this is in your hands," and I let go of the steering wheel. My car straightened back into the left-hand lane, facing straight west once again. I grabbed back onto the steering wheel, slowed down as a semi-driver passed me on the right, and then I started bawling, and not because of what did not happen, but because what did. I was alive, unscathed, but very much affected and forever changed by the previous few seconds of my life. God took the steering wheel from me that morning, and I trust that I am here because God likes the ride. I've shared that story with so many people, and it always reaffirms the same lesson. Sometimes surrender really is the best option. Another story, and interestingly, also one that takes place in my car, comes from the 2000s chapter. So it was Christmas time, 2008. It had been a stressful week with a lot of challenges at work. I was living in Orlando with no family around. Driving home, an overwhelming feeling of isolation came over me. Loneliness beat on every bone in my body, and every individual cell rang empty. Immediately, I broke down crying. I had to pull over to the side of the road, for it was as if I was driving in a whiteout of emotional grief. The radio was on, and the song changed. The first words of the song were "Do not be sad, for it's Christmas time." I then broke down crying again, even more. The song was speaking directly to me, playing to the core of my heart. I listened to the words, and they were beautiful. I listened ever so intently to the low bass voice, and it was amazing. This heavenly male voice was telling me I would be okay. It was telling me that I was loved and that I am loved. This was a gift delivered at the perfect moment in time. It lifted me up. I knew God was there speaking through the music, crafting the words himself, holding me in glory, and every ounce of being turned to open myself up to the fact that I am loved in all ways and to the nth degree. I started crying again with a huge smile on my face. I felt it. Never had I heard such a beautiful piece of music. Never had I noticed the perfect timing of the delivery. Never have I been so touched and moved by voice, beat, and rhythm that it delivered me out of the despair and into the heavens above. I have been searching for that song since that day. I did not recognize the artist's voice. I had never heard that song before, and I have not heard that song since. Sometimes visions and unexplained events arrive in the most unexpected places at the strangest times. This was one of those moments. So be aware, be gently but meticulously vigilant in your thoughts and your heart-centered attention. Draw high-level goodness to you by being the high-level radiant soul you were born to be. Never forget who you truly are. You are soul. You are the goodness and greatness of God. You are an angel in disguise living in this human experience. Be that incredible, magnificent, spiritual you. To close today's reflection on Believe and Surrender, I'd like to leave you with a poem, and it is called Relinquish. Relinquish thoughts of doubt. It's not because of me. Hold tight the thought of prayer. God's heard it. Let it be. Relinquish thoughts of fear. It's not because of me. Hold tight the thought of faith. God knows it. It will be. Relinquish thoughts of despair. It's not because of me. Hold tight the thought of love. God, please set me free. So until next time, here's a big heavenly hug and my heartfelt thanks for joining me. With love and light, Kathleen.